of reminding us that we're moving faster and faster and faster. So when I was sharing that we're opening up new groups so that we can kind of move through these in an expedient fashion, that in fact, that is what we're each desiring. To really lift old prophecies, to release old entanglements, to release old sorrows, to release old bitterness. So you get the theme is a lot of releasing. And so as we do that, we move into an expanded partnership with our higher self. So just the way the daily message mentioned, that we are daily arriving. So when they're saying daily arriving, they don't mean every 24 hours, like you need to wait for your next dosing by the clock. Daily, it can be hourly. Daily could be minute by minute. Daily can be second by second. As we will secure our fine placement. So securing our fine placement is introducing ourselves to our light and introducing ourselves to our holy significance and really recognizing that there's really nothing else that we care to see. Because as we stay on the bottom in the throes of duality, I mean, we've all kind of experienced that and we've discussed that in great detail. And so we're in the process of really relieving ourselves of that confinement. We really want to feel that we've been confined, that we've been tethered. It kind of reminds me of Little Mermaid when those people were like tethered to the seabed. Anything where you feel yourself rising, you feel yourself empowered, you feel yourself being lifted up, you feel yourself being drawn to a new way of existence. This is so important because we've all been plagiarized. In other words, we've all been like follow the bouncing ball, follow the conflict, follow the judgment, follow. So we want to remember that we're each spiritual leaders in our own forthright. In other words, each of us are holding the torch. Each of us are holding the extension to the light. As we will perceive, as we will conceive, as we will surround, as we will assist. So when I'm saying that, it's almost like we each have this like big piece of metal or foil where we're attracting that light, where we're attracting our heavenly bliss, when we're attracting our divine union. So we want to remember that we're going beyond the pressured mind. We're going beyond like all the facts secure. Some of us are just like gathering a lot of intellectual, factual information about ascension, which is wonderful and beautiful, but we want to remember to turn the faucet on. In other words, normally a faucet would be water, and it is water. But when I'm looking at the water, just imagine a fountain where there's water and there's light. So there's this light cascading and light attractive and light effervescent and light exploding. So the exploding is, just imagine your mind exploding, your the dualistic samsara of suffering exploding, where you kind of don't know what's happening because you're in the midst of beautiful colors, you're in the midst of a beautiful rainbow, you're in the midst of beautiful sunburst, you're in the midst of beautiful sunshine. So we want to keep arriving at our highest involvement, at our highest obligation, at our highest authority. So that highest authority is already present, is already extending, is already like available for all to see. So the question is, are we looking around? Are we adjusting higher? Are we claiming our true essence, our true self? So when I just said our true, or we said, I should say, we're doing this together. When we said our true essence, the blue orbs that are just sprinkling within our very midst. So just imagine a sprinkle. You think of like a little tiny sprinkle or dollop or whatever. But when you have these blue orbs, which are ascended masters, sprinkling in our midst, we want to understand that like the party has already arrived, as we are willing. So to be willing, it's like, just imagine turning, like a head turning from the left to the right. Because that's what it requires. It requires a new energy exchange. It requires a new signaling at last. It requires a new devotional status, a new devotional claim, a new devotional seat on our higher apparatus, on our higher assistance, on our higher steadfast allowance. So that steadfast allowance is this light. It's strong, it's secure, it's like adjustable, it holds us, it provides for us. So as you will allow yourself holy introduction is, yes please, here I am, I'm ready. Anything where we direct ourselves higher and we allow ourselves to be assisted, what we're doing is we're releasing the past, we're releasing the strongholds, we're releasing the fear, we're releasing the tug of war, we're releasing the conflict. It's so important that we understand to let go of the tug of war. We're not trying to pull anything. We're not trying to teach anyone anything. We're simply rising to our supreme extraction. In other words, everyone's us. So the more that we understand, it's really simply about our own arrival, about our own adjustment, about our own advancement. Well, that's a lot easier. That's a lot easier. They're basically saying, stop trying to do it the hard way. You know, dragging 8 billion people behind you. That all it takes is a simple smile. So that simple smile is, let me know more about love. And let me understand that powerful association. So this is where, like when they say we've had the power all along, it's so very true. But now is our time of heavenly arrival, where now we have the strength of endurance to adjust to it, because it's sort of like that stronghold of fear or yesterday or dualism. It no longer has full reign or full power. So again, it's like, just imagine you're paying attention to one screen and then something else gets your attention. And it's sort of like, well, what's that? What's that noise? Where's that coming from? So the more that we can enjoy looking around and the more that we can enjoy heavenly bliss. This sounds very strange. Why would we not enjoy heavenly bliss? So just think of our attraction to rubbernecking or our attraction to the drama of it all. That's what's pulling us back. That's what's keeping us on the old page, because it's sort of like, who's right, who's wrong, who's in trouble? Thank goodness they are and I'm not. So we want to realize that that's the old pastime. That's the old frame of interest. That's the old ego, because we've been associated with the conflict. We've been associated with the guilt. What we're doing is releasing all of that in one heavenly instant. The reason they're saying that is we all seem to still follow that linear approach where we think we need time. What they're reminding us is, on the one hand, we're walking out in time. On the other hand, it's speeding up. In the greatest sense, time is irrelevant, because this present reality is pressed up against us. So they're just showing me, like, as if like a dog was pressed up against my cheek, like side by side. And how would I say that? Like, we're all in the process of making the switch. We're all in the process of choosing the light. We're all in the process of choosing the heavenly existence once more. So that once more is our defining qualities, our defining essence, because once more suggests that we already know, that we've already hit that highest note. So we're returning to an awareness that's very, very familiar to each of us. They're asking us to receive that. This isn't something new. It's new for our consciousness now, but it's not new in terms of our soul development. It's something that we're extremely, what would be the word, like familiar with. There's another word. I got it. Thank you. So they're saying, like, we're already continuously immersed. So that's not even vaguely familiar. It's that we're already here, as we will remember, as we will provide, as we will adjust. So again, it's like we're returning to where our greater self has been all along. And so if you can remember, it's sort of like one face and another face, like think of a cute dog or kitty, whatever you love. But literally side by side, it's just so close. It's just fantastically upon us. So allow yourself to travel wide. Travel wide is, I literally have some kind of enlightened being that apparently would physicality was not relevant for them. So they're just taking strides and basically canvassing the Earth globe. Because again, it's all mind. So again, it's releasing the darkness. It's releasing that linear, it's going to take a long time to walk it out, that it's literally side by side, as we will adjust accordingly, as we will dance into the light, as we will reframe our very existence. So allow yourselves to adjust to all that is now available. And so as we do that, we secure our place sincere. So again, it has to do with our free will that we're choosing to place higher. And so we remember everything that we find attractive. In other words, everything that is now due us according to our divine presentation, our divine template, our divine appointment, is now within our very midst because we've decided that it should be so. If we can remember, it's not a lot of stress and strain and walking it out in the physicality. It's a calibration, adjustment, awareness, secure place of seating that we are now in its very presence. So we want to really understand that we call the first remembrance much more than we've ever wanted to admit, because we didn't want that responsibility. We didn't want that power, quite frankly. And so now we're getting very comfortable with that power. We're getting very comfortable with that light. We're getting very comfortable having that awareness that we are part of the Ascended Masters and have always been so. So it's a very natural next step, and it's a very natural illuminated ride. So they're basically saying, like, in summary, to enjoy the journey, but to add the word now. Enjoy the journey now. The more that we can understand, love is in our midst now. Our higher presence is in our midst now. And we're placing our bets always. In other words, we're agreeing, we're aligning, and we're allowing that illumination to really assist always. So as you will seal our fate, as you will seal your highest approach, all is now in place. So this is everything that's yours by divine appointment, that's already in your energetic midst. It's soon to now readily appear, because we have substantiated it, because we have agreed to it, because we have signaled our readiness. So as we allow that total recall to come to pass, we're offering that sunshine to one and all. So we want to remember that's going to be the fastest way that we drop the ego, that we drop that personal association. When we welcome everyone whole, it's we're agreeing to our wholeness. We're agreeing to one and the same. So in the relative experience, we're offering everybody the dance. We're offering everyone the light. In the true absolute sense, it's we're recognizing we are everybody. And of course, we're bringing ourselves home. Of course, we're bringing our whole self up to our next authorization. So receive, 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 and really appreciate yourself for holding that holy vision, for holding that holy reunion of remembering. The more that we can appreciate ourselves, the more that we can allow that love in. Each of us has places of burden that we're releasing. So the more that we honor ourselves with love, they're saying it's very good practice. It's very good practice. So appreciation of the self, appreciation of our higher awareness, knowing everything is joining with us now, that's serving our ascension, that's serving our light, light's remembrance. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.